I returned to the kitchen where my oldest brother, Richie, was already sitting at the table, flipping through the newspaper with a frown on his face. I peeked over his shoulder and read a headline about President Roosevelt initiating his New Deal domestic reform program. I wished the president luck on that. Any kind of relief from this depression was needed in the worst way. "Good day at work?" I asked. He shrugged.
"You know how it is. Aisles are so empty, I could open a bowling alley. Why would anyone come to a hardware store if they can't afford to build anything?"
I felt bad for him, but not surprised. With businesses closing down all over the city, we all wondered how long he'd be able to keep that job. "You coming to the game tonight?" I asked, hoping to lift his spirits. "It's the season opener."
"Probably not. I've got things to do."
Richie and I had always been close. He was 4 years older than me, but we'd grown up doing mostly the same things. He was the one who had taught me how to play baseball, with him pitching and me swinging the bat, both of us with our matching red hair and freckles. But once I was old enough to really help Mum around the house, I didn't have as much time to play. I still went to watch games as often as I could, though. Going to baseball games with my friends and family was one of my favorite things to do, and it was also one of the rare free activities in the city. These days, free was important. Mum gestured for me to set the table, and I got out the old china plates, careful not to chip them more than they already were. Richie lifted his elbows so I could slide his plate beneath the newspaper. I had just placed the last fork on the table when I heard Dad's heavy tread on the doorstep. Richie straightened automatically, and my mother smoothed her hair. That was the effect Sergeant Garrett Ryan had on people. As the door opened, my three brothers trundled down the stairs, somehow sensing he was home. Dad stepped inside and took off his hat as Mum bustled to greet him. He was thick in the middle, with a shock of bright orange hair and piercing green eyes. And when he wore his police uniform, as he did now, he could be pretty imposing. But around Mum, Dad was a pussycat. He leaned down to give her a peck on the cheek.
"Hello, love," he said. Then more gruffly, "Sounds like a herd of elephants in here."
"Quiet, everyone," Mum said, taking his coat and hat. "Your father's had a long day." I bit my tongue. Hadn't we all?